I would like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land in which this podcast is being recorded, the Gunai Kurnai Nation. I pay my respects to their elders, past, present, and emerging, and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders, especially those listening here today. Welcome to Catch Me Outside My Comfort Zone, a lifestyle podcast that focuses on the outside of our zones as well as the inside of our homes. I'm your host, Alyssa Sutherland, designer, entrepreneur, self-development enthusiast, and your ultimate hype up sis. Come with me as I take you on an empowered and inspiring journey to build the life of your dreams. This is your safe space where you are supported, you are guided, and you know that you are more than capable of achieving everything you have always desired. So get comfortable with being uncomfortable, settle in for the ride. This is your life, and it's time to claim it. Wow, wow, wow. Can you believe I have something in store for you yet again? I don't know if it's just like first daughter syndrome or pressure of self idolization, I'm not sure, but ultimately I have finally got to this point where this year I just focused on getting myself into a position to feel really comfortable, happy, content, and in a flow, like just work, play, have fun, and make sure that everything that you do is in alignment, feels natural, feels good, feels like you're doing it for your best and highest self. And so I really haven't focused this year too much on driving and moving into things that are going to be like challenging or just pushing myself to think of the next thing after I've achieved something, like just sitting in the passenger seat for a bit and just being like, this is nice. Just enjoy looking out the window. You don't always have to be driving. And simultaneously stepping into my feminine a bit more and a lot into my inner child. And I think that inner child healing for me is that taking away the need for achievement. And it's not like I've had that pressure on me at all. I think it's just that's what it feels like to put onto yourself, to put that pressure, to be like, you always need to be impressing somebody, mainly your parents, and making them proud of you. And I think that's a lot of everyone has that goal and they want to be successful to, you know, then give back to their parents. So I think that's just something that I've put into my own brain. And over the years, it's really compounded. And then getting to this point where it's just like, girl, it's okay to calm the fuck down and just sit and enjoy where you are. You don't have to keep moving forward. And I think that pressure release came because my mum actually did say to me at one point this year, she goes, you know, you don't have to prove yourself. You've already done that. And I think a lot of us could do with hearing that. And it obviously really got through to me because it has allowed me to really just take a step back and relax into my business and my life. And I think, again, I've spoken about like the people I've attracted into my life and the connections I've made this year have been very, really nice. This really, really peaceful is the big word. And I felt like I could really step into my inner child. I don't know if it's having more younger friends. I feel really grateful that I've connected with really aligned people this year, and I want that to continue to grow. And so this big thing that I've been planning and dreaming of has a huge theme around connection and community. And I think that's what I personally crave, and not just like to have 1,000 friends, but to have people that you can reach out to do the things that really do fill up your cup and make you feel good, and know that spending time with those people is also going to bring you that feeling and the focus of feeling joyful as well. So recently I went to Perth. You guys all know that. I took a break from the podcast once I was back because this big idea had dropped in for me, and I was so excited I wanted to speak about it straight away, but I also knew that I needed to sit on it and I needed to really put an action plan in place to launch this properly. And It's been a journey. It's literally been like not even 2 weeks, and I feel like I have just been on the highs and lows writing out this planning of this big thing. And I usually just absolutely wing something, and there will be elements to this that are completely me winging it. But mostly I just am like, I've got this idea, let's go. And I think giving myself the time to take it in, process what I'm doing, let the triggers, the imposter syndrome, the doubt, let it all surface, because that's inevitable whenever you want to start something new and create something. And I caught up with a client yesterday, and you know, she's talking about starting something, and I've just been able to be her support and her hype when a lot of people are bringing a lot of their insecurity and projecting doubt onto her. And I said to her, I almost think that's a sign from the universe, because I'm feeling it at the moment as well, is when you tell someone that you want to do something, and then, or you see someone else sort of do something similar or talk about doing something similar, the universe will show you the trigger, like, oh, look, this person's going to do it before you, or, you know, that person doesn't believe you can do it. Like, it's going to trigger you. And in my opinion, it's because it's asking you the question, how badly do you want this? Because if you're just going to see that someone else also has that idea, are talking about doing it, they're trying to do something similar, they might be attracting an audience that you think is your audience, and it's just like, it can feel very suffocating, because you're like, oh my God, like, I can't even be supportive of that person because I don't align with their values. And like, I know that they're doing it with negative intention, or they're getting, you know, they're getting something out of it that is for them, and it's not, you know, it doesn't sound ethical or whatever it is. It can be really terrifying to watch that unfold in front of you when you've got this really big idea that you have pure intention for, and like really feel passionate about the project. And so I said that to her. I was like, I think that's a sign to prove to yourself, like, do you really want this, or are you happy to watch that person just go and take your idea and make it happen? And if that feeling arises in you that feels like triggered and frustrated and upset because someone else is going to do it, that's your sign that you want it so badly and that you need to take action. Reflecting on that and being so self-aware of that, I don't know if it was talking to her and it made me come to that realization personally as well, but it just proved to me in the last couple of weeks how evident that this has come up for me. Like, I haven't thought about this for so long, and then all of a sudden it's like, wow, now everyone's going to try and fucking steal my idea. Great. When I'm just about to launch this, and it's because I feel like I want it so badly. I've waited so long to do it, and I'm not rushing into it, that I'm getting like all these triggers come up, because it's like, fucking, you better press go, sister, soon, because someone's going to take this from you. And then at the same time, it's trusting the process that you're setting this up for success. You're not just setting this up for a one hit wonder. Like, this is something that you know is going to be prolonged. It's going to be a commitment. It's going to be something that everybody will look to you in admiration for, your consistency and the birth of what you know you're passionate about. And it's like it is like birthing a baby. When you come up with a new project or a new idea or a new product, you have to love it like it's your firstborn child. And you can see other people try and do similar things to just get a quick hit, to get a quick buck, whatever it is. And then you know that that's just the wrong intention, and it's not going to ever get anywhere beyond that. So I've had to just deal with all of that in the last 2 weeks since coming up with this idea, alongside my own doubt, my own inner voice, a lot of imposter syndrome, because obviously a huge part of it is me thinking like, wait, like, is this going to actually work? You know, can you actually do this, Alyssa? And I have pretty big self-belief most of the time. Like, I'm pretty confident in myself, and I do know that when I've got an idea on my heart, it's for me to action. But it's been really,
really powerful to talk about this to a few people in the last couple of weeks and start to share what's happening and just be met with such support and it just be received so well. And so many people say, like, of course you should do this. Like, why haven't you done this already? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just something that has just been met so well. And I feel so lucky to have the people in my life that I do that just say, just do it. Okay. Just do it, Alyssa. Like, go for it. It's going to be supported. And you know what? Like, if it doesn't work out, then c'est la vie, you know? Like, you did it. You found out what happens. Not everything's going to work out in life, and that's okay, but wouldn't you rather know, you know? And what's the best that can happen is my own inner thought, is like, what is the best that could happen from launching this? Oh my God, it could be the best decision of my life, and it could lead to a huge opportunity. And without even having launched this, I already have an opportunity lined up to really showcase this and to pour light onto it and the message that comes with it. So like, I know it's going to be heard, I know it's going to be supported, and I've got the opportunities literally piping up in the pipeline. They're just full steam ahead. So it feels like the timing is right, the signs that have been coming through, the triggers that have been coming through, it's all coming to the surface because now is the time. And it was funny because when I got back from Perth, I got unwell and I was just like, oh my God, this is so annoying. Like, I just want to get this idea out there. I just want to make it happen. I've got so much work to do for this and I'm fucking in bed sick. Like, I can't do anything. Like, oh, this is so frustrating. I just took it as a sign to, like, it was to slow down. It was to not rush it. It was to, like, take it all in, you know, take a breath, take a minute. And then all of a sudden I was well again. And the universe was like, all right, on your marks, get set, go. Like, it's time. And this week has just been such a reflection of the power and support of the universe and the people in my life to be like, yes, girl, let's get this bread. So let me get into it. Let me talk about it, what it is that I am launching. So as I said, I went to Perth and I came home very inspired. And I felt so expanded and like just this download came through to me and it's just like, why aren't you doing this, Alyssa? Like, you know, you've always wanted to do this. So a little bit of a backstory is I moved to Lakes Entrance, which is this beautiful coastal beach town. I moved here 4.5 years ago in the middle of COVID, in the middle of lockdown. I got a job down here. And I was fortunate enough to move into my family's holiday house, which we'd only recently purchased. It was going to be a renovation project, but like being COVID, like my parents couldn't come up and I just had started this job. So I moved to a town knowing nobody, starting a new job, knowing nobody. I was 20 years old and I just felt this immense guilt that my life had fallen into place after being like unemployed for 6 months. And I just was like, what the fuck? Like, how did this all just work out? And I've moved to this beautiful town. I could walk to the beach within my 5K radius, which made me feel so, like, again, so guilty. I felt like that wasn't fair. I should still be in Melbourne, stuck in, like, you know, an apartment, not being able to live my life. Like, it felt so wrong. And it took me a long time to get to the point of feeling like, stop feeling guilty for this and just be grateful, girl. Like, this has happened for you. Your life is working out, you know what I mean? And all I could ever think about was, how am I ever going to make a friend? How am I ever going to meet people in this community when we can't go out and see each other, or I can't do anything other than go to work? Like, I'm this young person in this town that's got so much to do, but yet we can't do anything. And I just had to really embody solitude for like the first 2 years of living here and knowing really not many people. And luckily I made friends with the people that worked at the cafe I went to every day and obviously made friends with the people I worked with, and that was a big savior for me. And I just had to create a beautiful routine, a beautiful life in this place that I lived. And for me, that was going to the beach and coming home and swimming in my pool and just really falling in love with my life and myself and creating this identity of wellness in myself. And it's when I really expanded on my self-development and, the thoughts of like creating a podcast and creating Catch Me Outside My Comfort Zone and doing things outside my comfort zone sort of all began. And then, I had a year there where I went into like a bit of a party phase. I'd started to meet a lot of young people. We could go out again, and I just fell into this whole different realm of like, yeah, meeting people, but were they all aligned? Was it in a lifestyle that made me feel good and high energy, or like, what was I doing? You know what I mean? By this point, I'd started my business and I was trying to run a business, but I felt like I was acting like a uni student and my boundaries weren't right. My priorities were just so imbalanced, and it just was like something has to change here if you want to get to your next level, Alyssa. So again, I took this pause and I started to like really find myself and go back within and find that solitude again. And 12 months later, or not even 12 months later, I launched Catch Me Outside My Comfort Zone and the whole wellness part of my brand, and Catch Me Outside My Comfort Zone continued to grow into its own business and brand, and then a community. And to this day, it's something that I'm so grateful that I've started, because I did it for myself, but it's been able to allow me to connect with so many people who also craved and seeked that feeling of expansion and finding themselves and finding a positive mindset and challenging themselves to do things outside their comfort zone, to embody more self-care, to find that wellness into their life and into their routine. And I've just felt so honored to do something like this. And for, nearly 2 years, I've been building this brand completely voluntarily. Like, this is just so, I don't get paid to run Catch Me Outside My Comfort Zone. I don't get paid to do a podcast. I don't get paid much to host an event because it goes into creating the event. And it's just been out of love and out of my heart and out of what I know I needed to do and what I was put on this earth to do. Which brings me to the thing that I'm launching and what I truly know that I came to this place. Of course, came to earth to do, but came to this place. I moved here because this idea came to me one night walking along the beach, or probably one morning at sunrise, was, wow, I wish I could start a cold dip community. And after 4.5 years, I have finally grown the balls or the ovaries, whatever we'd like to use as a stronger term, to launch Catch Me Outside My Comfort Zone cold dip community. And I know that it might not sound like a huge thing, but for me and for my community, this is massive. This is something that I find so pure, and like cold dipping is so empowering. It's so beneficial for your mental health and for your mind, and the benefits of the cold water is one element. It's just one element. But to find a community to be able to do that and share that with is a whole nother thing that I have wanted for 4 years and haven't really been able to find to an extent that made me feel energized and electrified. Is that a word? And just wanted to be like a part of every single week, like motivated to get up and do something that's so challenging. It never gets easier. It never gets easier to get up and do it, but it feels so fucking good afterwards. And I have just thought to myself, and especially after going to Perth and obviously participating in the cold dips, and seeing the movement that they have created over in Western Australia, just inspired me and expanded me to a whole nother level to be like, I need to bring that energy back here. And I know that I can, and I know it's my job to do it. So that's what I'm launching. I'm launching the cold dip community, and obviously it is going to be based here in Lake Central in my beautiful beach town. it's going to be accommodated to like all of East Gippsland, and it has potential to grow across East Gippsland. But I know that a lot of you don't live here, and I don't want that to be an exclusive thing to you. And so this community can grow online, and you can participate too from your local body of water, or you're having a cold shower in the morning. We're going to host the event every single Wednesday at 6 a.m. over at the Lakes Entrance Surf Life Saving Club. We're going to dip in the lake so you can just walk in off the sand. It's not going to be crazy, rough main beach vibes. It's in the calm of the lake, watching the sunrise, connecting with people in our community, and then it's going to be followed up by a beautiful coffee date to continue the conversation and just start your Wednesday morning hump day off on a whole new level. And I'm just so excited because it's coming into summer. I feel like this is the perfect time to launch it. The water isn't even cold at the moment. Like, it's barely a cold dip. It's like just a sunrise swim, and it's going to just be so much fun. The energy will be really high. There'll be vibes, there'll be music. And this is for absolutely everyone who wants to do something outside their comfort zone. Chase that discomfort, doing something for your mental clarity, your mental health, and trying to make more aligned connections within your life and adding something new to your routine to just make it fun and make it different. And you're just going to feel so purified from coming to this and participating in this. So our very first dip is going to be on Wednesday the 4th of December. Like I said, 6 a.m. meeting at the Surf Life Saving Club here in Lakes Entrance. If you aren't a local but you know someone who is, or who goes for a walk in the mornings or goes to the gym in the mornings, let them know that this is happening and say, hey, you should do something different. Go to this dip on a Wednesday morning. Try it out. I'm sure you're going to have fun. You're going to meet new people. You get to go for a coffee afterwards. It's going to be a vibe. And we're so excited because coming into summer, like the dip is going to fall on Christmas Day. It's going to fall on New Year's Day, which I think those two dips are going to be so electric. Like, how fun will it be to come to something like that on Christmas morning to start your day off really high vibe? And then, of course, like on New Year's Day, like, yeah, maybe people are going to be hungover, but like, what better way to cure a hangover than a dip in the ocean? And then, of course, just that purification and that rebirth of a new year, starting your morning off with a cold dip. Like, honestly, I don't care how many hours sleep I get the night before, like, I will be there. And there is so much opportunity as well with this community to grow, and I'm so open to collaborating with people. If we want to host little workshops or little wellness events before a dip in the morning, whether that's a little yoga, a breathwork session, maybe I can run some like journaling sessions, Pilates, people might want to do a run club before it. Like, this has opportunity to just continue to grow. And if, like, you know, however many people come one week, if the next week they bring someone along, then like the movement is just going to expand so rapidly. And at the end of the day, this is not about me. This is me creating something that I want to do, which is ultimately all I've ever done in my life, is if I want that, I'm going to have to start it. So this is me creating the safe space for people to come along and participate in something, but it's doing it for yourself, you know, doing a cold dip, doing something for your mental health, doing something to find an aligned friend and a new connection. It's doing it for yourself. You're showing up for yourself. And I'm just so proud of anyone who already does this for themselves and is going to continue to come and support this and also contribute to doing that as well. So that's my big news. That's my big launch. It may have been underwhelming for some, but for me, this has been something in my heart for a really long time, and I'm super, super, super excited to see what's to come. And I just have a really good feeling about it, and I'm going to remain on that high frequency because I'm sure this is going to be better than I could have ever imagined. So thank you so much for your support. Please, please, please help this message get out and share it around, like I said, to anyone you know in the East Gippsland area, especially lakes. And we want to get as many people down there and getting outside their comfort zone.